Welcome to this special report on Paisley's hopes for becoming the City of Culture in 2021. With previous winners including Londonderry and Hull, the Renfrewshire town qualifies as it's deemed large enough and it certainly has plenty of history and an abundance of culture. I've spoken to two prominent Paisley figures about the bid, Piero Pieraccini, who runs successful pub Hamish's House, and local MSP George Adam. Piero shares his thoughts on how the bid can boost local businesses in the town.
Why not come into Paisley? If you've got events, you've got restaurants. I mean, they're building more houses in the town as well. Get more folk in the town. I mean, this is mathy anyway. Once people come into town, they're using the premises and all the rest of it. More businesses will want to open in the town because they can see the amount of footfall now has increased from there to here. And they'll say, well, I want to open a Lord Ashley or something like that. Now, that would be fantastic if you had one of them in Paisley, because it would bring folk again from all round this area into Paisley. What happens in a commercial rating situation, if there's more businesses wanting to open in a town, therefore the commercial rents start creeping up the way. You start attracting the folk that can afford to pay these bigger rents.
George Adam never misses a chance to talk up Paisley, but has found local constituents also positive about what both he and bid director Gene Cameron has been saying.
He actually said he felt a lot better, because between what she was saying and what I was saying, he says, you know, he says, surely we can do something. And his idea was, for the first time in years, I feel as if I've got a bit of support, and I feel that I can, I don't feel so scared about the future of my business in Paisley. And that was good to hear, but it was also good that, you know, people are getting that. So yeah, that's the journey thing. That's the journey where the bid will locally galvanise us away from being negative about the town. Because see, Paisley, people from Paisley love the town, right? But we're a funny breed. We end up, if things don't go our way, we kind of go negative and implode a wee bit. And that's why I constantly keep the positive Paisley message going.
The town means a lot to a lot of people. And as Piero continues, he likes to retain a high profile in the town and is proud of its heritage.
But see, when this place came up, 45 High Street, I realised I've always wanted to have an address on the High Street. Because the High Street in a town, any town, it's the heart of the town. You're talking about the main area in the town that folk would visit because it's the High Street. And I thought, God, I've got an address in the High Street. I was really chuffed at that. Just when that thought came into my mind, could never get the same enthusiasm about Edinburgh, lovely city though it is. Near quite a lot. Glasgow, with a lot of affection for that. But Paisley's nicer. When I was younger, folk used to think, you know, Glasgow folk used to think Paisley folk were a bit above themselves, you know. People were a better class of folk. The Glasgow were all keelies, they were all, you know, kind of scruff, but Paisley folk were genteel. I always love that.
Speaking in Parliament last week, the Culture Secretary Fiona Hislop backed the bid despite possible rivalry from Perth, and George Adam believes her support at this stage is crucial.
The good thing is that we've already been out first and she's already said something very positive about Paisley. And I was really pleased that she did that in Parliament this week, because it gives a bit of a commitment. And between the conversations I've had with her myself, she seems quite positive about the whole idea for Paisley, for UK city. Because bear in mind, it's UK city culture. It's not like the big European thing that Glasgow did about a decade ago. And it's something that I think the first one was Londonderry, and then it was Hull. They both used it as a regeneration tool. So the important thing is that the council actually gets it right. It's not just about the bid, it's not just about the journey. I've heard some of them saying, oh, it's just about the bid and the journey. Dundee went for it the last time against Hull and never got it. And she says we should maybe learn some lessons, maybe talk to Dundee City Council. And I think that'd be a good thing for the council to do, just to find out.
There's a lot to be positive about in Paisley, that's for sure. Whether it's just a resurgence of the town's profile or £57 million improvement works to the museum. It's a bloody good time to be in and around the town. Thank you, I'm Holly McCormack.